So I go over there, and this guy says, are you the kid Charlie sent over? I said, yeah. He said, how long have you been a comedian? I said, well, I've been trying to do it for about a year. He said, a year? You're supposed to join the union within 3 months. I could fine you right now. You could be in violation. I said, well, how much is it to join? He said, $300. I said, well, I don't have $300. And then he said those magic words, how much you got? You know, I knew I was making a mistake. You know, you just wanted to believe. I just knew I was making a mistake. I just wanted to believe. So I gave him all the money that I had. I said, I had $75. He said, oh, give me that. Then he gives me his business cards. He writes back on the business card, Union Man. He says, you show this card to any club. I felt like Coco in Fame. Remember that movie with it? So I got this card that says Union Man, and I go back to the nightclub, and I hand it to the guy, and the guy breaks out laughing. It says, we don't hire comedians. Get lost. Okay, now I'm stupid and broke. Okay. I used to drive to New York every single night to try and get out of the Improv in New York City. At the time, that was the only place that featured unknown comedians. I'd drive to New York every night, every day after class, and I'd sleep in the alley a couple of blocks from the Improv. It was the only dead-end alley around, so it was pretty quiet until midnight when the prostitutes would bring their customers there, and I'm sleeping like 15 feet away. I'm going, really? This is show business? This is what a college degree gets me? But my saving grace was Emerson College, because no matter how awful the gigs were,